Hello, Lori.
Hey, Sam.
How are you?
I'm good. Super happy to be here.
Yeah. I don't know. That didn't sound utterly convincing.
I kind of mean it because, if you know, Shop Talk.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
I can do this all day.
I know. And these are fun shows. It's true. I'm glad we're back to it. It was nice to take a little break.
Yep.
But happy to be back at it. And here we go with more construction quickies, which are... You know, we've got three different types of episodes. We've got our interviews with contractors or with homeowners or with industry folks. That's fun. We've got these construction quickies, and then we've got our live call-in shows, which we're going to get into more of this stuff as the year goes on. But happy to be back with 2024 with these construction quickies. These are some of the funnest we do.
They are fun. Yeah. It's going to be a good year, though.
It is. We have a lot ahead of us. And more work is coming on the app, and we'll get that out this year at some point, too.
Yep.
It's like everything else in construction. It's taking longer than we hoped, but we are working toward it.
Yeah, it's construction. Sure.
So here we go. We're doing kitchens.
Kitchens.
Which is a big one.
Sexy kitchens.
Yeah, people love having their kitchens done. We'll do one on baths. We'll do one on whole house remodels. We'll do one on a bunch of different stuff. Kitchens are very unique in the construction world, very specific. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that I have heard you say that you're not terribly fond of kitchen remodels as a... You know, not that you hate them, not that you won't do them, none of that, but just that it's not necessarily your favorite part of construction.
Correct. And, you know, why? Because, it's for homeowners, it is their favorite, except when we're in there.
You're totally right. Yeah.
You hate us.
Yeah, so it's like a super high impact but super emotionally stressful kind of remodel.
Yep, yeah. Your temporary kitchen is set up someplace. You probably have a microwave, and you want us in and out in a week, but you want...
Which isn't going to happen.
But you want a really, really fancy-ass kitchen. Mm-hmm. And you're doing your dishes in your bathroom sink.
Right.
Or for me, my bathroom tub right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're in the middle of your own kitchen remodel.
Oh, my God. Have you ever done dishes in a tub on your knees?
I mean, I've been out in the wilderness doing dishes. No, I mean, I did my own kitchen, and yeah, it was it's hyper disruptive.
Yeah.
You know, my wife, who knows exactly what I do, and has been around all of the stories. Like, she was pissed at me. I feel like she's just like a regular client. Like,
right.
I hate you. When are you going to get this done? Like, I'm working on it. You know, kitchens are, it is.
It's not like you have two kitchens. You might have two baths, but you don't have two kitchens.
And even if you set up a temporary and, you know, I mean, the most forgiving and most comfortable kind of easygoing clients, you're like, oh, I could do kitchens for people like you, because they're fine with it, you know. But most of the time, I mean, if you had to sleep in a different room for quite a while, big deal.
Yeah.
Right? But
eat.
If you got to eat and cook and do all the rest of it,
right,
it's really disruptive.
It's very disruptive. And then, you know, so there's the client end, right? It's hard. You know, food is a necessity.
and you will get tired of eating out unless you're like already in that world. But
right,
most people, like, if you want to cook in your kitchen and you're having your kitchen redone because you want a nice kitchen to cook in, right, you're chomping at the bit to get that thing done so you can get in there and
right. And then you're wondering,
enjoy your kitchen.
So why the hell is it taking so long? And here's why.
All right, go into why.
There's so many different trades involved.
That's right.
And
that's right.
You know, if you put some flooring down, that's one trade. If you do, but you're doing everything in there, from plumbing and electrical and HVAC and flooring and cabinets.
Yep.
Tiling.
Trim.
Yep.
It can be, you can be doing electric heat or hydronic heat in the floor. You can be doing, like, there's so many different aspects of construction. Almost every single trade that is required to build a home.
Yep. In a small room.
Yeah, with the exception of, like, foundations or something, right? You know, like, the rest of it, everybody has to be in there at some point.
Yep. And usually you're not on just that room. You're running into the basement. You're doing the plumbing, running some new wiring and getting it up to code, vents going out the roof.
You might even, a lot of times the biggest kitchens that I redid, and I always actually enjoyed them, but you're right, the emotional side of it, the stress for the homeowner was a problem. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed them, but you're usually not able to just do the kitchen. Like, you're always like, okay, we're going to do the kitchen, but when we get over here, wouldn't it make sense to redo your entry and part of the living room over here and knock part of this wall out or something like that?
Right. Or there's two layers of, there's lath and plaster and sheetrock. And, there's a million things you run into when you do an old kitchen.
That's right.
Those cabinets that you pull out and you find nothing behind them or no framing or who knows?
That's a good point because you don't tend to run into any of those types of problems if you're just doing a bedroom or whatever. Like the hidden surprises are almost always in the kitchen.
Always.
Bathroom, another spot where there might be hidden surprises. But kitchens...
rusted plumbing, the vent's not there. And then there's weird code stuff now, too, that you got to do.
That's right.
I don't know if you know the newer code, electrical code. If you have an island... Mm-hmm. Well, the old code was if you had an island, you had to put an outlet, a receptacle in it, right?
Right.
And prior to that, you didn't have to. So the newer code was the receptacle in the island. Everybody put it on the side.
Yep.
Well, it has to go on the countertop now.
Why?
People must have got caught in the cords or something. So now if that granite countertop that you're putting
on
your
island. You need to do a drop-in box?
You have to put in a drop-in
box. Like a floor box or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're cutting into your countertop now, another cut. So that's going to cost you some more money, too, to put in.
Plus, honestly, those types of outlets are problematic.
I know.
I mean,
the dirt and shit falling in them?
Yeah. And if you spill anything or you wash the countertop, and now you're going to be, that's really dumb.
I think it's going to last for a couple years, and then, somebody's
going to be pushback.
Yeah. Somebody's going to fill it up with some water and,
I mean, it seems like that would be the natural progression.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean...
So there's a lot of codes in kitchens, too.
Tons of codes.
And the other, arc fault protectors that we're required, right? No, we know what happens
there.
Things
are so great.
So they moved them, that there's another code issue for electrical that you're when your fridge... So they trip easier is what they do. So they're super safe, right? They trip. Well, when it's connected to your refrigerator and you aren't around for a weekend...
I'm not in contracting anymore, so I'm just going to get myself in trouble. If you've got arc fault breakers that are giving you trouble, get them replaced with a regular one. Like, safety is great and everything, but they are so problematic because they're so temperamental that for instance, you've got a toaster that's toasting or something. And someone unplugs it while it's toasting, that's going to blow the breaker most likely. There's just different things that happen.
And if you have older appliances, you're forced to get newer ones because the arc fault, we just are running into that on a duplex where the homeowner's getting some used appliances, tripping every single one because of it's an older appliance.
Yeah, I'll give the, Sam Devine is not an electrician nor sanctioned by any governmental agency to give this advice. I'm just telling you. At the end of the day, if you've got an arc fault that's giving you trouble all the time, get rid of it. It's just too hard to make them work right.
I can't imagine that one's going to... That's got to change at some point again, too.
But either that or the arc fault, they have to get better.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They have to be able to get better because they're causing too many problems.
Right,
But kitchens, so they are sexy, though.
They are sexy, definitely.
I mean, people love a new kitchen.
Yep.
They really do, and the most impactful construction things that I've ever done have been really nice, really thoughtful. It doesn't have to be over the top expensive.
No. Right.
Though they almost always are. But if you think about the way families interact with each other, so much of it is around food. And if you've got a kitchen like in an older house that's very compartmentalized from the rest of the house, it's cut off, and you open something up, and now you've made this really nice, bright space that every client I've ever done that for is like, we spend 90% of our time right here now.
Yeah. So in the end, people love you.
That's right. They come back to loving you. You're like the boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever that like they got angry with for a while, and then you made amends, and then they're like, it's like a rom-com movie or something.
So what's the most expensive piece in your mind, or that you would think in the kitchen?
Generally speaking, the thing that really threw people off was the cabinetry. The flooring's expensive, the electrical's expensive, all these things are, but they're kind of manageable. And then you get to the cabinetry and they're like, holy shit, wait a minute.
Right.
How much are those?
Right.
And there are, oh my gosh, there are less expensive options out there in the world. And there are even some decent less expensive options.
Yeah.
But if you want, like, especially if you've got a nice house and you want kind of, so a lot of the stuff that we would be doing, they're pulling out the 1940s or 30s or 40s or 50s cabinetry, right? Which was like built with wood.
Maple.
Yeah. Like these were solid and they lasted 60, 70, 80 years.
They're in my garage right now.
Right. Lori's got them in her garage because they're still working. The new stuff is not built like that unless you spend money.
Right.
So
custom.
Yeah.
And the custom stuff, you know, is it that much more? We'll get there, but you don't waste any space, which I have a hard time with.
Right.
Is like that corner cabinet that there's a corner that you can't even use.
If you're using non-custom or semi-custom.
Right. There's spaces that they actually call them spacers. They put spacers between them, you know, so that you can use a standard 18, 24, or 36, whatever cabinet.
Right. So just dead space
dead
that you could have used.
Yeah. So that drives me crazy. So is that worth the extra money? I kind of think it is, because you're just going to like your kitchen that much better.
I mean, it's not my money, right? You know, so like, but it is our responsibility as contractors to advise people on kind of like what's going to work the best.
Right.
And really cabinetry. So as a part of a kitchen remodel, I would say, you know, cabinetry can be, let's say 1/5 or something of the cost. And so it's $100,000 thing, and you're going to spend $20,000 on cabinetry. Like that's a big, and that might just be to get the cabinetry.
Right.
And then it's got to be installed too. And more finishing needs to happen.
Yeah. It depends on how many and how much, how much space.
It is a big deal, but it's the one part. It's one of the many parts, I guess, that you look at and you say, If you're giving this house any chance of having this cabinetry exist in it 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 years down the road, you have to buy the nice stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
What do you think of IKEA? There's an option.
Yeah, I mean, I have IKEA cabinetry in my own home.
Yeah.
And because I'm capable of not only assembling the box as well, but then like customizing it the way it needed to be and making it work.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I wouldn't say that cabinetry is going to persist 50, 60, 70 years down the road. It's, in fact, when I lived in Europe, in a lot of the places, it was very weird, but they have these hanger systems, and you take your cabinetry with you.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, so, and that's kind of where the IKEA thing comes
sense.
From.
Yeah, that's what
it's
you do.
It's not intended to be, it's like a wardrobe or something.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so I mean, in a lot of the more modern homes, there's rails, and you just it's standardized, and you just put your cabinetry up, and you take it with you when you go, or So,
okay.
in that sense, I don't think there's anything wrong with the IKEA stuff.
No,
I really don't.
I was just that's what people used to think that was so below, you know, standard, but it isn't, and I actually like it.
Yeah,
and we use it here and there.
Yep.
And we have a guy that only installs that. He was trained in it. Now they let other people do it, but he was a trained IKEA installer.
Yep.
He's almost 70, so we're hoping he's a great guy.
You'll be around
for
a while.
Hi, Jeffrey. I'm not opposed to it. We've actually put it into real nice houses even, you know, like huge, big remodels, and it looks great. I haven't seen it later. I don't have it, but I haven't seen how long, you know, how it looks over time.
Well, I mean,
the material costs are way less.
Yes.
The labor is about the same.
Yep. The labor is going to be the same, and you have to put them together, all the rest of
it.
I mean, they're not I mean, IKEA's whole thing is that there is an efficiency in them. They're not actually terribly, like, they're not bad built.
Yeah.
But they are particle board on their sides and stuff, you know, like.
Sure.
So if you, I guess where I've seen them fail most is like the sink cabinet and stuff, right? Like if you've got, if you're careful enough with your stuff, they're going to be just fine. And they use nice enough hardware and everything's good. But in the high traffic, real sort of like bang up areas, that's where they
take a beating.
Yep. They tend not to stand up.
Yeah. And when Sam said the fiber board or whatever, particle board, a better wood would be plywood.
Yeah.
We don't really use a lot of hardwood for the whole cabinet anymore. I mean, no, we don't at all.
No.
We do for the doors and drawers.
Yeah.
But then it's usually a plywood box or framework of, is good.
If you get a 3/4 inch plywood box, that, like, and they're all glued up nice and everything, that thing's that's
good
sturdy.
Good to go for years.
You can drive semis through, whatever. Yes, no, they're really tough.
Yeah. But,
all right, well, of course, kitchens, you know, we're going to go over on kitchens.
Know.
It's okay.
Right.
It's still a quickie.
Countertops.
because kitchens are just this complex.
Yeah.
If I'm a homeowner and I really want a kitchen, like, I know that when I was selling kitchens, when I was remodeling them and selling them, I would tell people, like, if you think of the value of your house, a bedroom is, you know, maybe 4%, 3% of the value of your house, something like that, like per bedroom. It might even be lower because as far as remodel value goes. Because the most I'm going to have to do is replace a little bit of trim, paint some walls, put in a new light fixture, you know, refinish the floors, like whatever. It's so minimal. And a kitchen is like 25, 30% of the value of a house.
Yeah, it's worth the investment unless you're leaving, you know, the following year.
Yeah, right. So, if you're remodeling this for yourself and you want to be there for a while, it's a big chunk, but man, it is the spot you love.
Yep.
And so, like, as far as countertops go, as far as flooring goes, as far as...
So many options.
Yeah, there's almost too many options.
There's so many these days.
But, you know, you can work within your budget and get really nice stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't even... I think our not composite, but, you know, just sort of regular old laminate countertops kind of coming back.
Yeah, they are coming back, aren't they?
They were really durable.
Yeah.
Like, there were some super hyper durable stuff out
and
there.
And there's some cool colors, and, you know, they're doing it again. And that's, like, the cheapest you can get. And we haven't done it for years, but it is starting to come back around.
Yeah, and even, like, linoleum or marmoleum or whatever. You know, like, some of these things that they were... They were popular. You still see kitchens where this stuff has held up for a very long time. And I'm a kind of a proponent of marmoleum, if you know.
I like marmoleum.
Yeah, I mean, it's like linseed oil and fiber from trees or something. Like, it's a relatively sustainable, environmentally somewhat friendly kind of thing.
Yep.
So I would say that there are, if you take a little of the pretentiousness out of what kitchens can be, and you throw into it some of the utility, but then get the things you really want, you can get away with getting a nice kitchen remodel done for less maybe than the most expensive person coming in, but they are never cheap.
No.
They are. It is.
No, we just finished up one, and we were just going to do minimal. We had to open an archway, a little wall removal, but nothing major. And, went with kitchen cabinets from BMO.
Yep.
That our designer put that together. And then they did an expensive countertop, but we kept things pretty much in the same spot and added, you know, and it was like, their son lives in it, it's rental. Or they may not hold on to it long. They only wanted to spend $30,000 or $40,000.
Yep.
It ended up, even that came in a laminate floor. Not expensive. They're not as expensive.
Yeah.
That even still came in at like $65,000, $70,000.
Right.
You know?
If you're a homeowner and you're listening to this, if you honestly, and this is not intended to hurt your feelings because this is just business stuff. If you think it's 30 or 40, it's 80.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way it works.
Yeah.
Kitchens are really complex, really expensive to redo. But it doesn't, I just don't know, even know how to explain it, other than if you live in a $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 house, think of 25% to 30% of the value of that house.
Right. Good point.
And you can't get away from that. Like, you can make updates to it yourself. You can do the work, but if you're going to hire someone to do it, it's going to cost 25%, 30% of the value of your house to get your kitchen completely redone.
Yeah, right. I was a couple thoughts. One is, people have painted their existing cabinetry and put new hardware on.
Totally.
That big savings.
Yep.
So there's one option if you got some nice...
And even you can do some pretty cool things with, like, new hardware inside of them.
Yep.
If you want to get a little creative,
sure.
You know, like,
yeah,
pull out slides and stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, and then... another thought was that on countertops, so laminate is coming back and it's a good option.
Yep.
And there's not a lot of other options in countertops. People will use quartz, granite, marble maybe.
Right.
They'll use a Corian.
Yep.
And people want to know what's the difference in price, and there really isn't. You can use any of those hard surface countertops, and there's not a huge difference in price. So
no, not a huge difference in price and not a huge difference in quality other than the install itself.
Right.
A good installer can make even kind of a, you know, subpar-ish hard surface quartz or something turn nice.
So, you know, I wonder if with the new laminate stuff, are they doing – you still can't do an undermount sink, can you?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Those are really nice.
The undermount sink?
Undermount.
Yeah.
I mean, for cleaning.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. But at the same time, like, all the years that we lived with not, you know.
And how do they hang in there so long? I've had undermount porcelain sinks installed, and I'm like, how in the hell is that going to last for years? It's just going to fall, isn't it?
No, it's that silicone is super tough. You try
for how many years?
Forever.
It is forever, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah. Anyway.
There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot to unpack when it comes to kitchens, but I don't know. It's kind of the most rewarding.
Yeah.
One of the most rewarding remodels.
It's worth it. In the long run. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. What do we say? And, you know, I really hope you got a whole lot of good information out of this, but what do we say?
Good luck.
That's right.